Travel is picking up, but taxi drivers at SeaTac Airport say business can still be rough. KNKX reporter Liliana Fowler has more.
Samson Sagid spotted signs of life at the airport for the first time the other day. Cars honking, lines of passengers. The 46-year-old taxi driver from Eritrea has struggled during the pandemic.
There was no money. But if you ask him how many hours I was putting, exactly what I was putting before the pandemic. You're talking about 10 hours, 12 hours a day times 5 days a week. That's 50 to 60 hours the whole month. This is what we're talking about. The pandemic was killing us.
Sagid has been making only a few $100s a month, but the port did give drivers a break. For months, officials deferred a $6 fee charged for each taxi ride. Now the port wants taxi drivers to pay up with 1% interest. The Teamsters Union representing the drivers says the fees can add up to thousands of dollars. Too much money for this largely immigrant workforce hit hard by the pandemic. The union wants the port to use federal bailout money to cover the fees. The port says doing that would amount to an illegal use of public funds. Liliana Fowler, KNKX News.